The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Welcome to this presentation on the Voice of the Customer, or VOC. Let's start out with a brief overview. The Voice of the Customer, or VOC, is the collective information that an organization obtains from or about its customers. This information comes in one of four basic ways, and it can be thought of as being on a matrix. On one axis, you would have quantitative versus qualitative. On the other axis, you would have active versus passive. Now, fact collecting is a quantitative way of actively gathering data. Opinion gathering is a qualitative way of actively gathering that data. Data mining is a quantitative but passive way where you're looking through your databases. And finally, the ear to the ground method is a qualitative way, but it's very passive. The primary purpose of listening to the VOC is to gain a clear understanding of the customer's wants and needs, and then to translate those requirements into a plan of action. Another significant benefit of paying attention to the voice of the customer is to actually determine who the customer is. On occasion, a company might realize that the organization is missing the mark on who they are really serving. More commonly, though, diving into the VOC will show logical splits about where customers should be segmented. Treating different types of customers the same generally results in all of them being unhappy. But cater product offerings to specific groups of customers, and you'll have a much better chance of delighting them. Keep in mind that this approach to learning about customers is not limited to just external ones. It is also highly relevant to how internal customers are handled. Be careful when catering to internal customers, though. If they are not acting in the best interest of the external customer, you may be delighting your coworkers at the expense of the people actually paying the bills. Now, let's dive into a deeper discussion. The average person practicing continuous improvement will, in all likelihood, be more of a recipient of VOC information about external customers than a driver of the VOC data collection effort. Most commonly, they will offer up their observations or participate in data collection efforts driven by the marketing team. Despite this insulation from the nuts and bolts of VOC for the average lean practitioner, it is important to understand how the company goes about gathering knowledge about its customers. And it is also important to know how to use VOC information to make customer-facing decisions. Sources of VOC data. Let's start by looking at the sources of VOC data that the company is likely using. For fact collection, there's customer surveys, online polls, online data or customer profiles, industry data or benchmarking, market research, competitive research or business intelligence, customer research, and that includes on policies, websites, customer publications, etc., product response cards, customer observation, and product testing. Opinion gathering includes customer surveys, online polls, exit interviews, customer interviews, day-in-the-life exercises or ride-alongs, focus groups, product response cards, company blog or forums, customer observation, and product testing. Data mining might look into warranty information, service calls, technical support data, call center data, product sales data or sales cycles, demographic information, and point-of-sale information. And finally, the ear-to-the-ground category includes blog watches, internet searches, news reports or stories, employee reports on customer interactions, and customer complaints or praise that's unsolicited. As you may notice, many of those methods can take years of focused training and experience to master. Typically, because of the risk, most employees are not asked to take on external customer-facing VOC tasks as part of regular continuous improvement efforts. For example, line managers dealing with a quality problem at an auto manufacturer would probably not arrange a customer focus. A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.